BBC News with Neil Nunes. Israeli military personnel have stopped and boarded several vessels in the flotilla that's attempting to deliver aid to Gaza. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said the passengers, which include the campaigner Greta Thunberg and her friends, are safe and healthy. Here's John Sudworth in Jerusalem.
Many of these boats have been live streaming their progress as they've crossed the Mediterranean attempting to reach the coast of Gaza. And it's pretty dramatic. You can see some of them with their hands up, with Israeli military boats circling with searchlights pointed on the boats themselves.
In response, the Colombian president said he was going to expel all Israeli diplomats from the country because of the interception of the flotilla and what he called the kidnapping of two Colombian activists aboard. Italy said the interception was an act of piracy and terrorism. French troops have boarded a fuel tanker off the western coast of France that's suspected of belonging to the Shadow Fleet used by Russia to transport oil in defiance of Western sanctions. Two crew members have been arrested. The Benin-registered Boracay was off the Danish coast last week when unauthorized drone flights forced the closure of airports there. Analysis by the BBC has found that Ukraine has significantly stepped up drone attacks against Russian oil refineries this year. Details from Olga Robinson.
The strikes peaked in August when 14 refineries were targeted and continued into September. Vladimir Milov, a former Russian deputy energy minister, who's now an opposition politician, told the BBC that the Ukrainians appeared to be pursuing two targets: large refineries essential to civilian supplies and those closer to the front line used to supply Russian troops.
The U.S. Senate has again rejected a Republican proposal of stopgap funding to end the government shutdown. Vice President J.D. Vance blamed Democrats for the closure, which has furloughed hundreds of thousands of people. He said Democrats were insisting on health care for illegal immigrants, an unsubstantiated claim that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson also repeated.
Democrats could have worked with us in a bipartisan manner to avert this unnecessary and very harmful shutdown. But instead, they prioritized taxpayer-funded benefits for illegal aliens over keeping the government open for American citizens.
The top Democrat in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, said that he wanted guaranteed health care for low-paid Americans.
We just need sensible Republicans to sit down and have a conversation with all of us to reopen the government, to enact a spending bill that actually addresses the painful, harmful Republican health care crisis that has been visited on the American people.
BBC News. The president of the European Council, António Costa, says EU leaders have expressed broad support for priority projects that will strengthen Europe's security. These include a proposed drone wall to shield its eastern flank from Russian incursions. Mr. Costa described it as a key step on Europe's path to achieving common defense readiness by 2030. The Sudanese army says it's inflicted heavy losses on the paramilitary rapid support forces who are besieging the city of El Fasher in North Darfur. But the RSF continues to gain ground in the strategically important city where nearly 300,000 civilians remain trapped, Barbara Pletasha reports.
The civilians trapped in El Fasher are desperately short of food, but they're also coming under increased bombardment as the RSF advances. A young woman with a rotting leg wound worries that her children can't find food, and she doesn't know what happened to her husband after an artillery strike which left her lying helpless on the road for 5 days. In recent weeks, RSF fighters have made significant gains in their campaign to fully capture El Fasher, closing in on army-held territory near the airport.
Fishermen in northern Senegal have accused the British oil and gas giant BP of destroying their livelihoods following the installation of a liquefied natural gas platform near the country's border with Mauritania. The fishermen in St. Louis say the facility restricts their movement around the natural reef, which had previously been an abundant source of fish. The British zoologist Jane Goodall has died at the age of 91. A world-leading expert on chimpanzees, she revolutionized our understanding of the animals. Ms. Goodall was the first person to record witnessing an animal using a tool. Until then, it was thought only humans were capable of doing so. Jane Goodall became an activist, educating millions about the environment. BBC World News.